UVM was kind enough to admit me to its junior class in 1966 after I explained my abysmal record at Kenyon College and the life lessons I had learned in the intervening years of work and marriage. I graduated in 1968 at 23 with a degree in Romance Languages and two fine sons and began a brief career teaching French at Mount Abraham in Bristol. I liked UVM, but I especially value the outstanding teachers I met there. They changed me. Education's about people, not institutions. Today, UVM has its challenges, and President Sullivan seems to have a grasp of them. But he must be given the chance. He has the experience and vision to integrate UVM's seemingly conflicting efforts to both be a leading Ivy and to honor the local tenants of its land-grant status. Contrary to assumptions, the goals are, in fact, integral, combining affordability, liberal arts, applied science, experiential learning, and economic development. The question of whether to invest in plant or people has already been answered. UVM has overinvested in buildings that will lose educational relevance in the future while burdening it with heavy costs. UVM already has $500 million in deferred maintenance on its existing hodgepodge of buildings. Another problem. A bill lying fallow in the legislature declares the largely constituent governing board of UVM intrinsically conflicted by virtue of the 9 legislative directors who comprise a significant block in the annual decision about how much Vermonters should contribute to UVM's annual operating budget. Having chaired several boards, I'm against constituent directors. They must constantly weigh the interests of the organization they represent against the interests of the institution on whose board they serve. When I was elected to chair Fletcher Allen in 2003, the board was largely composed of directors from 4 organizations with varying special interests. Our first order of business was to change a constituent board into a self-perpetuating one to eliminate conflict and ensure that directors were accountable only to Fletcher Allen, as defined by its mission to serve the well-being of the broader community it served. UVM was one of those constituents and graciously gave up their 4 appointed positions to Fletcher Allen's Nominating and Governance Committee, where the choice belonged. The legislature must do the same for UVM to thrive. The world of higher ed is changing. It will not be displaced by technology, as some suggest, but it will be altered by it. Like healthcare, the current cost of higher ed is unsustainable. The institutions that serve and flourish will be defined first and foremost by teaching excellence, the agility and content depth of their networks, reduced residency, agility of decision-making, and experiential learning opportunities. Success will no longer be judged by buildings and social amenities. President Sullivan has a vision. The question is whether a constituent governing board, a partially tenured faculty senate, and a faculty union will give him the leadership mandate to ensure that UVM is an ongoing resource to Vermonters and a player in the rapidly changing world of higher education.